This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis lilinishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchak ben Doiv, also l'schus refuah shalem for kol choy le'am Yisrael, also l'schus kol am Yisrael, especially those who are in Asunim, b'tzara u'v'shivya. We're up to Meseches Makis, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. We're talking about averis that one shouldn't do, but if he does them, he's mechuyev to get makis. A person can get makis by doing these averis. And we're going to enumerate some more averis. Ha'oichel bikurim, if somebody eats bikurim. Bikurim is the fruits that a person has in their field, a farmer has in their field, the fruits, the first fruits that come out. They put a string, they make some kind of a mark on it so that they know that this is going to be bikurim. And then when they pick it, they take those to Yerushalayim. It becomes bikurim. They put it into a basket, and they go up to Yerushalayim with it. It becomes a very big, beautiful event with people playing music in front of them and singing. And they come into Yerushalayim. They're supposed to go with these bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. They take the basket. The farmer reads the psukim that have to do with thanking the Eibishter for the fruits of his field. And then he does a tenufa with it, lifting it up together with the kayan, and then he puts it by the mizbech. At that point, it's under the ownership of the kayan. The kayan owns the fruit at that point. So, ha'oicha bikurim ad shelo kara aleihen, if he eats the bikurim before this process was done, where he read the psukim and put it by the mizbeach. No matter whether it's the Yisrael that ate it, he shouldn't eat it because it's not going to be his anyway, but or the Kohen eats it. Still, either one, it's a lav that they get makis for. Kachim chutz l'klayim, or if they eat a higher level of kachim of a carbon, such as chatos, that's a higher level of kachim. I mean, oil is also a higher level of kachim, a kachim, but there's nothing eaten from it. But a chatas, for example, it gets eaten inside of the Beis HaMikdash. So if it was taken outside of the Beis HaMikdash and eaten there, the person who ate it gets makas for it. Kachim kalim, if somebody eats a kachim kalim, such as a shlamim, which is allowed to be eaten in the whole Yerushalayim, Umaiser Sheni, or Maiser Sheni, which is a certain Maiser that they take from the fruits, and the way that it's done is it's then brought to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim, or it's switched out for money, then the money is brought to Yerushalayim, you buy food in Yerushalayim, and you eat that food in Yerushalayim. Again, it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, so Chutz L'chaim, outside of the walls of Yerushalayim, then he's mechuyev makis for it. Hashever is a etzim b'pesach v'hatar. The carbon pesach has a special pasuk in it that says you're not allowed to break a bone of the carbon pesach. So what happens if he does break a bone in the carbon pesach? So, oh, by the way, this is a picture of taking the Maaser Sheni outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. But here you have a carbon that ostensibly would have been a carbon pesach, and then he goes ahead and he uses something to break one of the bones so that it could, let's say, give it out in good portions to everybody. Still, that is usser. You're not allowed to break a bone of the carbon pesach. But that only goes on to a pesach, that's the carbon pesach, that's a good carbon pesach, that stayed tahar. If it became tameh, then maybe you're not supposed to break the bone still, but it has no, it's not mechuyev makasan. Harezer like Arban. These people also get 40 makas, or really it's 39 makas, but it's called like Arban. Avala moister betahar. If somebody leaves over, let's say a pesach, a carbon pesach is not allowed to be left over after chatzai salayla, after midnight. What happens if someone leaves over from the carbon pesach after chatzais? Well, there's a pasuk that says anything that's left over, you need to burn it. So since there is a nitik laaseh, there's a way to fix it by doing an aseh, a fixer mitzvah, a mitzvah that fixes it. Therefore, it's not the type of lav that gets makis. V'ashoyver betame, or if he breaks the bone of a Pesach that's tame, so therefore the iser of breaking it is not punishable by makis at that point, because it's not a kasher Pesach to eat. Ein alekias arbaim, he does not get the 40 makis. Yashikoyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.